Yes, General, Ennis Johnson.
Oh my goodness, I didn't want you to wait on the post. I was just trying to get you something. My mistress. I rarely try to bother you to answer with the message. But there's one where I got very quite badly involved sometime back there, sentimentally. I'll tell you what it involved. A great friend of mine came out and went to the president of a bank manufacturing trust in New York. And finally there was a merger with the Hanover Trust, and everything seemed to go all right. Everybody approved it, except finally the Justice Department. The Justice Department went after the thing, and they got some rulings from the Supreme Court that did not seem to accord with the original intent of the law. And so Robinson in the Senate and Proxmire collaborating with him wrote a bill to straighten out the actual meaning of the original bill. Now everything's gone all right and they're getting this thing straightened out, except that apparently Patman over in the House will not have, you see, the Senate passed the bill. But Patman won't have hearings. I'm involved for the simple reason that I encouraged when they talked to me about it. I thought it was fine to get a real senator to these two big cities and, you know, three big ones. Bank of America, Chase National, Chase of Manhattan, and the City Bank. Here's another competitor, and now only the Justice Department of all the government officials, government agencies, are sick. But now the only thing is to get the hearings. That's all the people are talking about now. Is can they get hearings? The Patman, of course, they're not liking any of the banks or any guy. Why, he doesn't want to have hearings. I don't know what to do a thing about it, sir, and I've just...
I'll sure look into it right away, and I'll get back to you and tell you it is a problem, and I really don't believe I could do any more with him than you could because of his deep feeling, but I sure tried, and I'll get back to you early part of the week.
Well, I tell you, you don't need to call me,
I'll sure try to.
I just know the point is, it does seem that they ought to have the right to have hearings.
I'll talk to both the Attorney General and to the Chairman and try to get the background on it and be helpful any way I can.
But all they want is hearings.
Let me go over. I'm having a meeting this morning with my top people. There are only going to be about five there. There are three or four viewpoints. McNamara recommends really what Westmoreland and Wheeler do, quite expanded operation, and one that's really going to kick up folks like Ford. He says that he doesn't want to use ground troops. He thinks we ought to do it by bombing. We can't even protect our bases without the ground troops, according to Westmoreland. And we've got all the Bobby Kennedys and the Mansfields and the Morrisseys against it, but he recommends an all-out operation. We don't know whether we can beat them with that or not, but the State Department comes in and recommends a rather modified one through the monsoon season to see how effective we are with our B-52 strikes and with our other strikes and with taking the present recommendation Westmoreland has urged, which is about double what we've got there now. But if we do that, we've got to call up the reserves and get authority from Congress, and we've got to extend the terms and get authority. That will really serve notice that we're in a land operation over there. Now, I guess it's your view that we ought to do that. You don't think that we can just have a holding operation from a military standpoint, do you?
Thank you.
got to call them up. And if they move on other fronts, well, we'll have to increase our strength too. I thought that was your judgment. I know it's General Wheeler's, and I just like to get your military judgment. What they really do, they go by all of McNamara and Wheeler's and Westmoreland stuff. They alert them. They issue everything except the executes on them. And then they say that they think we ought to avoid bombing Hanoi until we can see through the monsoon season whether with these forces there we can make any progress and really before we go out and execute and everything. Of course, McNamara's people recommend taking all the harbors, and we got a lot of free world shipping, and they recommend mining and blowing the hell out of it. And they go all out. State Department people say they're taking too much chance on bringing China in and Russia in, that they ought to try to proceed during the monsoon season to hold what they've got and to really try to convince Russia that if she doesn't bring about some kind of understanding, that we're going to have to go give them the works, but that they believe that she doesn't really want an all-out war. Think we can really beat the Viet Cong out there?
Well, I tell you, now this is a hard thing to say because we can't finally find out how many of these Viet Cong have just been imported down there and how many of them are just the rebels.
We killed 26,000 this year and we killed 300 yesterday, killed 250 of them the day before. But they just keep coming in from North Vietnam and they're in North Vietnam divisions, and the boys we pick up say they just left there 60 days ago, and they're just pouring them in there. Now, how many they're going to pour in from China, don't know. We count 150,000 weapons, 137,000 of them came from China. They say that when we do this, we go in on a stepped up scale. We're going to lose the British and we're going to lose the Canadians, and they won't go with us. Of course, the Indians and all of them are going to be raised in hell. We're going to be alone in the world.
Well, you still got Australia.
I want you to put your head to this a little bit, because I've got to talk to you next two or three weeks again, because this troubles me. And I want the best judgment I can get.
Well,
you watch it, and I'll have good pastor talking to you.
No,
but I want you thinking. I want some good. You're the best chief of staff I've got. I think you feel like you've had your day, but I've got to rely on you on this one. Yes. I'll get right on it.
Right.